Hi, everyone. Welcome to our phone call today. Welcome to our interview. This is Ava at AvaWaits.com. Today, we're going to be talking about self-expression and how it is the magical key to more happiness and more clients. So I'm really excited to get started with that in just a moment. I'll be bringing on our guest in just a couple minutes. First, I want to be sure that all of you are very comfortable, because that is the intention of all of these interviews, is that you get to come here, be part of this, listen in to all of this great information, and I want you to be comfortable as you are. So be sure to have water, tea, whatever you need by you, and you'll probably want to take some notes today too. Okay, and actually, I'm going to get a sip of water before we start. Okay, so today we're going to be talking about self-expression and how that is a magical key to more happiness and more clients. I'll be bringing on Ejini in just a moment. First, I want to just thank all of you for being part of this, for listening in. I wanted to take just a minute to introduce myself. And because many of you I'm meeting for the very first time today, and it's so exciting to be connected. So my name is Ava Waits, and I am at AvaWaits.com. I'm a business mentor. I have a book on the way, and I believe that making money should feel like bliss. And through the work that I do, I provide innovative business, money, and marketing guidance to entrepreneurial women around the world. So our guest today is from France, so that'll be perfect. And I know that many of you are here and you are wanting more clients, you are wanting more money, you are wanting to be more self-expressed through the businesses that you are either thinking about creating or are already creating. And, you know, when I was thinking through, before we got on this phone call today, I was thinking through different cycles in my own life, in my own entrepreneurial life. And there honestly was a period of time where I thought to be professional meant that I needed to dress in dress pants and high heels and black peacoat jackets. And not that there's anything wrong with those. I like dressing up in those sometimes, but I remember feeling that. I remember feeling that I had to kind of be in that place. And style, of course, is just our personal style is just one piece of self-expression. We'll be talking about many, many, many more today. But I noticed that over the course of my entrepreneurial life, I went through all of these different expressions of who I was, and now I'm at this place where I'm much more comfortable in the way that I dress, and sometimes it's kind of fun to be a little bit rebellious and to look around and say, hey, I don't have to wear that black peacoat jacket today. I can wear this bright purple coat or whatever it might be. So we're going to be talking much, much more about that today. And I wanted to introduce our guest, Ejini. Hi, I know you're on the phone with us. Hello.
Yes, I am. Hi, I'm so excited to be here.
This is so great. So I'd love to share a little bit about you. So Ejini is the Technicolor Priestess, and she's a career and style alchemist who helps career-driven, overachieving misfit women who struggle with hiding out and letting life pass by them. And she does that by helping them discover their craft and their calling. She also helps them have a lot more fun, which I love, which is why I was so inspired to bring her on, and helps those women express themselves through a kick-ass style. And I know, Ejini, you are a little bit woo-woo, as you describe yourself. So am I. And Ejini is a little bit rock and roll and knows that the magic happens when you stop all that self-naysaying and step into your energetic stilettos. That's awesome. Honestly, because, you know, sometimes I buy high-heeled shoes, and I wear them a couple times, maybe on stage, like speaking, and then they're just uncomfortable. So I would rather step into energetic stilettos every day.
So. They're much more powerful, yes.
And let me share a little bit more, too. So after years of feeling like a prisoner of corporate-landia and a wallflower at her own party, she decided that it was time to begin expressing herself, her style, and her art. And today she lives in the south of France with her tiny dancer in Twin Flame, and has found her style voice as the Technicolor Priestess. She's empowering women around the world to strut their stuff and truth stylishly by taking their lives and business from grayscale to neon. And she's also a Reiki master and loves unicorns and purple. And I love purple too. So I knew immediately when you sent me that bio that we were a great match. And I just love your energy as well. So, Ajani, welcome.
Yay, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Thank you for the warm welcome.
You are so welcome. So I am so thrilled to get into the topic of self-expression today. And, you know, I was thinking, I think it was last year I did a video interview with another colleague of mine, and we were talking about this idea of becoming an example of what your clients desire and how that was so attractive to opportunities, to having new clients show up in our lives, to having people want to work with us, that when we got really clear about what our style was and we could really express it, that was very magnetic and attractive. So I'd love to hear a little bit more about you. Anything else you want to add to what brought you to this place where you're doing this work? And then I'd love to get into the topics that we have planned for today.
Yes, absolutely. Yay! Well, my journey has been a long one, the entrepreneurs probably on this call and like mm-hmm. you, so I'll keep it short and simple. I'll stick to my entrepreneurial journey. So that is so spot on what you just said about, you know, the style and really owning it and that making you magnetic, because I remember in the beginning of my business, I did the thing where I was like, what do coaches, how do they dress? How do they post their photos? I didn't even realize I was doing it, but I was like, this is how I'm supposed to do it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my photo shoot just being like bland. I saw the photos later and I was like, that's not even really me. And and unfortunately my business, you know, I wasn't really showing up as myself. And obviously when that happens, you're confusing people, mm-hmm. you know, the energy's not there. So I just saw, you know, I was like I was hearing crickets chirping. Nobody was resonating because I wasn't even resonating with what I was putting out there. So mm-hmm. the clearer I got, and, you know, the more honest and, you know, I got, and the more I started showing up as myself, things really started falling into place. And I remembered how delicious it is to just, you know, speak up. And so it's important in business too. And I it took me a while to remember that part, you know, to bring it into my business. So now that I do it, it has really changed things. And I help other women do the same. So I basically take them through what I've been through and you know, the steps that I went through to get where I am. And it's always a work in progress, but it's magical. It's like a magical pain in the ass. That's what I call it. This whole self-realization thing. Yes.
Oh my gosh, how funny. Yeah. And as you're speaking right now, I was thinking to this time, it was maybe a couple months ago where I was walking. I took all my things, like my laptop and my notebook and everything like that, and I was just relocating to a cafe for the day for some work. And I put on my outfit. And again, I know that outfits are just one piece of the self-expression, but for me, it's actually been a big aspect of my healing and self-expression over the past year. And I put on this outfit, and I was walking out the door, and I felt beautiful, and I felt elegant, and I just kind of chuckled inside and said, ha, look what I can do because I'm an entrepreneur. I can dress like this today.
Yeah.
And,
I love that.
And almost the eccentricity that we can bring to our style can actually really help us stand out. And yeah. I've been practicing that more and more. And the reason that I was also really compelled to connect with you around this topic is because about 6 months ago, one of my mentors asked me, we were having a conversation as I was doing some writing for the book I'm working on, and it came up that there was kind of some wounding that had occurred around my own style and fashion, and like I wanted to be able to dress more fashionably, but then I felt that if I did, it would either it would be appropriate, or it would be seen as trying too hard, or whatever sort of wounds were there. And so I actually wrote this whole entire poem about my experience throughout life with fashion, and it was very, very healing. And just noticing the times where either someone said, you can't wear that, or, oh, you can't do that, or that's not appropriate. And I don't mean like inappropriate, like I'm walking around in a bikini in winter. I don't mean like that, but, you know, just these ideas right. that we have about appropriateness. So,
right.
So I know we're going to be talking about fashion. Go ahead.
Yes, yes. I mean, it's definitely part of it. It's definitely, and the thing that I love, can you hear me?
I can hear you great, yes.
Oh, perfect. The thing that I love is that the beautiful thing about what you wear is that it has an immediate effect. Like, you felt that when you dressed in that way that felt good to you, it totally lifted you up. It, you know, it changed your energy. It raised your vibration. It gave you confidence. Like you said, it made you feel elegant.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about it. And for so many years, I had that whole conflict in my head, just like you mentioned, because I had these ideas, like there was an eccentric fashionista in my head, but I didn't think it was appropriate, and I thought, you know, I have to be a good girl. I'm not a rebel. I have to follow all these rules, and this is what good girls should look like. And so for so many years, I dressed how I thought I was supposed to dress, and inside of me, there was this fashionista, like, being like, let me out, you're crazy, you know? So that was a conflict, because I clearly wasn't on the outside. I wasn't reflecting. I wasn't expressing who I was, and it made me feel really, really badly about myself. Like, it really, I had some trauma around that as well, because it was like I was being silenced, like muted, and it was very frustrating.
And we need to take you into neon.
Yes, we do. No more of this grayscale stuff. We're moving right into neon.
So I would so love to hear a little bit more. You have created this term that's called style voice. And I am not even fully aware of what that means yet, because we haven't talked deeply about style voice yet. Can you share what that is and how it helps us to fully show up in life and in business?
Absolutely. I would love to. So style voice is basically, it's a visual expression of your, when you're stripped down, no roles, no past, no present, no limiting beliefs, no baggage, no, you know, shoulds. It's the you that's stripped down, your core essence and your pure energy, your truest, purest, mostly translucent, transparent self. It's a visual expression of that. So it can be a visual expression through what you wear. So what that helps that do, it's what you're wearing is in alignment with who you are, with all of that energy. And so obviously it creates synergy. When you're in alignment, it's like, boom, it fits, it clicks, right? Also your style. Yes. Your style voice is also the things that make you feel how you want to feel. So the things, you know, when you look around, right, what's your style voice? The colors, the textures, the sounds. It's this whole sort of collage that represents you and that feeling. You know, yeah. So, yeah, this fashion stuff is not for wimps, and it's serious business. It goes much more. It's much deeper than just, you know, latest trends and what your color palette is. That's why I thought, yes, style voice, it's really, it just has more depth. It really is a visual expression of who you are at the core.
And, you know, I pulled up something in front of me right here that was, this was when I was organizing a photo shoot last year down in Los Angeles with a photographer down there. And I had sent her a description, because it almost sounds like what you're sharing does kind of go hand in hand with branding, like visual branding, kind of the descriptions of what our brand represents, how we want it to make people feel. And so I pulled up, just to give an example of some things that I probably would pull into my style voice, this little description of my brand, which I'd love to read just a couple of little aspects. I won't, it's kind of long, but so I won't read everything.
Oh, yeah, but I'd love to hear.
But I remember, you know, so I emailed her and I said, like, this is a vision for some of my new brand. And I told, and I also sent this to my web designer who's working on a new website right now. And I said, I love rose gold. Earrings are part of my signature look. I want to convey the essences of wealth, fun, a little bit of preppiness, spirituality, and I shared with them some of the aspects of my own life purpose was that I want to be an example of bliss and that I want to do innovative work with people, and I even shared some of the cultures that I loved, Germany, Switzerland, the Middle East, and how beautiful that is to me, and how I love the look and the feel of Arabic writing and ancient Egyptian fashions. I love ancient Egyptian fashion so much.
Yes.
And
yes.
And then I wanted. I also love the clean lines of the city of Monaco, and the clean warmth of that city and how that city feels, and lush plant life that kind of merges with impeccably manicured buildings, and banyan trees and flowing dresses on sand, and right, as you can see, it's just kind of all this description of how I wanted my life to feel and how I wanted more of my brand to feel and how my self-expression could occur and felt like those feelings.
Yes, yeah. Yes, I love that. You nailed it. That's exactly right, because all of those things, if you put it together, you know, even in a collage, if you find things that for you visually represent that, somebody would come, mm-hmm. somebody who knows you would come and say, that's so Ava, like that's so her, that's so you,
right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So because it all has that common thread that is really hard to explain, but it just all comes together to totally represent you.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I actually have a more precise, because I kind of rambled on, but I have my precise definition of style voice if you want me to read it.
That.
It's very short.
Please do.
Okay. So it's a visual declaration, proclamation, and expression of your core essence, energy, feelings, intention, and soul. What you communicate to yourself and the world through how you choose to adorn yourself. And a visual and earthly expression of your higher, most kick-ass self.
That's great. That's great. And I'm curious, too, if you have some just on the front of your mind right now, do you have any examples that you could share with us of someone's style voice, like how they might describe that? Just a few examples.
Yes, yes, yes. I mean, they're really very different, actually. I always
sure.
love that part with my clients, because when we come up with it, it really is a very sort of long and deep sort of process, and then we come to the end, and when they finally give it the name, it's very exciting. So I've had
yes.
Rainbow Glitter Warrior. I've had edgy swank on the rocks. So it was like a cocktail.
Yeah.
So, and it's just very like pulling in the different elements. I've had what else have I had? Metallic. I'm just remembering some of them off the top of my head.
Sure.
But metallic earthy goddess.
Mm-hmm.
So it really, there are lots of different ways to express it. It just has to be something that really expresses, you know, that just really feels like that, like in your gut, like
yeah.
that click of this is seriously me. And then it really
mm-hmm.
serves as an anchor when you're creating something, when you're shopping, when you're putting something together, it kind of brings you back. And when you have that style voice, yeah, I mean, that's sort of like your core. And then from there, you can have the casual, you know, in all registers, you know, the speaking version of that, the casual
mm-hmm.
version of that, whatever. So it really is like a good way to anchor.
Oh, neat. It almost reminds me, so my tagline for my business right now is, this is where making money feels like bliss. And when I am doing anything in my business, I don't always remember to do this, but I try, is that I always say, okay, this thing that I'm creating or this interview that I am forming, this article I'm writing, this video I'm making, is it going to help people make money in a way that feels like bliss? And so it's something that I kind of test everything with. Does everything resonate with that brand message there? And I feel like that is an aspect, that would probably be an aspect of my style voice is the word bliss would most likely
be. Oh, I love
be
that.
There. Yeah.
I love that, absolutely. And for me, it's definitely about, you know, living in neon. Is this, you know, is this going to help someone live in neon? Is this going to help someone live their Technicolor priestess? Because
mm-hmm.
for me, the Technicolor priestess is my higher, most kick-ass self that I try, you know, every day to really be in alignment with.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds great. So I'm so curious also. I know you're going to talk about the one thing that is keeping people from being fully self-expressed. I'd love to hear a little bit more about that from you.
Yes, and it's something so simple, Eva, so I bet you, I hope
yeah.
you don't roll your eyes. Or be, no, I'm just kidding.
Don't worry.
It's so simple, but, oh, and I mean, I constantly have to remind myself to, you know, stop doing this, and it's, so the number one thing that I've realized with most of my clients, with myself, you know, generally mm-hmm. with, you know, intelligent, brilliant women and creative women is that they stop stop the flow and the creativity of their self-expression when they are thinking too much.
Ooh.
When you're in mm-hmm. your head, when you're overthinking every single thing, when you're analyzing, when you let your inner jerk face, you know, run your show, the inner jerk face will hijack that, and you kind of you get stuck, right? You're frozen.
Yeah.
And it really keeps you from doing anything because you're overanalyzing your, and it creates this fear, which totally
mm-hmm.
paralyzes you, right? In your business, in your personal life, when you're doing that, when you're stuck in your head instead of just doing and, you know, inhabiting your body and really expanding into your life, which is obviously that's the opposite of being stuck in your
mm-hmm.
noggin. What you do ends up being totally different, right? This is when you stop procrastinating, when you, you know, kick perfectionism, when you just go for it, you start taking risks when you're out of your head and
mm-hmm.
you start actually designing your life and, you know, taking action and expressing who you are. So that's really the number one thing that I've seen keeping women from expressing themselves is this
Ooh.
Tendency to overthink. Yeah. Simple,
yeah.
but powerful.
You know, I had something occur a couple weeks ago where I was given a speaking opportunity, and my head was kind of saying, "Oh, you should do that. It would be so great. It would be so, you know, so good." As you can tell from my voice, I was really unexcited, right? And
really,
but my head was saying, "Hey, you should do this." And I just had to keep listening to my body, and my mm-hmm. body kept saying, "No, like that's not interesting at all. If you were really in full alignment with who you are, you would probably say no. That just doesn't feel good. That does not light you up." And then it was so interesting because the kind of at the deadline of when the proposal for that speaking opportunity was due, that very day I was sent an email with a very new. A totally different speaking opportunity, and it came in through email, and I literally was screaming and jumping up and down in my house, and I was so excited over this new speaking opportunity that came in, and I said, "That's the one." Like your
wow.
body said yes. You became more fully self-expressed when that new speaking opportunity came in, as opposed to the other one. So.
Oh, yes. I mean, it's very clear when we actually get out of our head and, you know, and tap into our body to feel that.
Yes.
Yeah. The difference is like, I mean, it's very, very gigantic. So I love that, how that happened. And what a gift to see that, you know, in contrast, the opportunity that was not lighting you up and the one that really just helped, like made you burst. What a gift.
And even last night I was writing up the proposal and it was so easy and everything's just coming through and I'm imagining myself being up on stage and I'm even thinking about what to wear and all those things.
Ooh,
so.
Yes. Yes. Totally different energy behind that instead of like
yeah.
dreading and, you know, yeah. That's and that's what keeps your creative flow going too. You know, you're
mm-hmm.
plugged in, you're excited about it. So you actually are. It's not like a chore to write things out or create your bulleted list of what you're going to be talking about.
Yeah.
That's no longer a chore, right?
Exactly. This is completely easy. It's just flowing. So, yeah. So while we're on this topic of like things just showing up for us. I know that you wanted to share about three easy and fun ways for us to show up more completely, more authentically. I'd love to hear about those.
Yes, yes, yes. So one, you know, of course it's going to have to do with style. One, because it is so easy and immediate. So
yeah.
one thing to help you show up more authentically and easily is to instead, so when you go to your closet to get dressed in the morning or for an event, for anything at all, I invite
yeah.
you to stop thinking
So the rules about what goes together and mix matching patterns is not a thing, and black belt with black bag, like all those rules, or that's not for my body type. I want you to throw all that out the window.
Yes,
and
please.
I want you to, yes, just get rid of the rules and go and dress intuitively. So what does that mean? I have a little handy-dandy system. It's very simple. It's called intuitive dressing. Three steps.
Mm-hmm.
So number one, you go to your closet and you take a deep breath. You close your eyes. You connect with yourself. And you ask yourself, how do I want to feel today? That's
mm-hmm.
it. Okay, you sit with that for just a sec. Then you go to your closet and you will immediately see, you know, it feels like it's random at first, but it really is your intuition. You just go and randomly pluck the first thing that calls your attention. So it can be a pair of shoes
mm-hmm.
or a shirt or a blazer, whatever it is. And you build around that until you feel how you want to feel. And you'll know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we all know that feeling of like when that perfect outfit is just like, oh, like that click and that sort
yes.
of sweet spot, right? Yes. So you're going for that. You want to make sure that it feels how you just said you want to feel. So, and when we stop thinking, it really makes it so much easier. Really, really, really. So that's number one. Try intuitive dressing and see the huge difference that it makes in how you're showing up for your day. It just makes it a lovely, pleasant, experience instead of a task or something you dread.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, right? Second thing that you can do that is very simple also is to start paying attention to things that make you feel, remember that like crushy, butterfly-y, excited feeling in your tummy?
Mm-hmm.
I love that feeling. I call it the feeling. My sister and I always called it the feeling, like, oh, my God, that song gave me the feeling. We've been saying that since we were, like, you know, kids. So whatever your the feeling is, I want you to start paying attention. So pay attention to a song or a food that you just tried or something you see in a store, and start making a list of this. You want to start compiling a list of things that make you feel excited, that, you know, to start paying attention. Bring attention to those feelings of yay, okay? So create a list. Create a list. Start documenting those things that make you feel excited, whatever it is. It can be anything. And then what you can do is either put that up to remind yourself of it. You can create a Pinterest board so that you have it, you know, right there in front of you and you can see, you know, that collage of, oh, that's me. You can do a vision board around that. So just to see all those lovely things that make you feel how you want to feel, that's already a wonderful way to connect with that true version of you, right? And it's a good
yes.
reminder for feeling that way, because how many of us forget how to have fun and that butterfly-y feeling, right?
Yeah, sometimes we lose it, like 3 p.m. You know, we've been maybe working and focused, and then we get to that point where it's like, oh, does this make me happy?
Yes.
I had just a little side story. So yesterday I was putting new bouquets in the vases in my home, and we have a very pretty bush right now that is getting all these little pink blossoms on it. And I went outside to the bush, and I cut a branch off of it that's about 3.5 feet, and it had all these beautiful pink blossoms. And I literally stuck that branch in a vase in my bathroom. It's like a 3.5 foot branch full of pink blossoms.
Whoa, I love that.
It's really big. But it was something that made me so happy. But I had never – I realized yesterday looking at flowers that I had never let myself be a little bit out of the box with my bouquets. And I said, you know what? That's a pretty ambitious 3.5 foot branch full of blossoms right there. But whatever, stick it in your bathroom. It makes me so happy every time I look at it. It's so
yes.
pretty. So sometimes it's
so you
simple
went for
things.
It.
Yeah.
Yes,
like
you went for
getting,
it instead of talking yourself out of it.
Right. And saying, oh, that's too big for the bathroom, whatever, it doesn't matter. So sometimes we have these really small, seemingly insignificant ways that we have put rules around our life or aspects of our life, and we just need to shatter those.
Yes, just blast through them. And this is the thing. I mean, a lot of times we think, oh, that's silly or it's fluffy or that's frivolous or who cares, like what, you know. But it is so important. It is so, so important. It's not just about duty and productivity, right? This is part of feeling. This will help that productivity and that creativity and all
yes.
of that, you know.
Yes.
And that actually, I love that story because it brought me to the third easy-peasy tip.
Oh, great.
Yes, yes, yes. So the third thing, it's so easy, and it really just takes a couple of seconds. So whatever your experience, so if you're at your desk, if you're going to, you know, you're going to have lunch, whatever, you're going to have a glass of water. Ask yourself, what can I do to raise the vibration of this experience? So if you're having a glass of water, put it in a beautiful, you know, a goblet that you have. Or, you know, cut some slices of cucumber and put it in that goblet, right? Or instead of having a pitcher of water, put some, some citrus in there to give it a little razzle-dazzle. you know, at your desk, make sure there's a little vase of flowers. Put on some background music. Create, you know, engage your senses and raise the vibration of whatever your context is in that moment. And it really doesn't take much. It really, really doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of have a play, if you have a bridge job, for example, and you have to eat at your desk, bring a lovely plate and put your lunch on that, so it actually feels little more luxurious, you know. Or go make a little picnic. Or so there's so many little things we can do to just raise the vibration and the quality of even the most, you know, quote unquote mundane experiences.
Yes. I love this.
Yay!
I have to tell you, because I don't think you and I knew each other at this point in my own entrepreneurial journey, but there was a period of time before I really understood how to make money in my business and before I really got to a place where I felt satisfied and settled and supported through my entrepreneurship. And there was this point in time where I think I had less than a dollar in my bank account, and I was just on my bed crying and just so frustrated and so upset and just trying to figure it all out and feeling like nothing was working. And the one little piece of wisdom that came to me at that point, it was through Abraham Hicks, the teachings through Abraham Hicks, was that if you could go and do things that made you feel wonderful for 30 days, that you could have everything that you've ever wanted in your life come to you because you went and felt wonderful for 30 days. And I went ahead and I tried it out. And this honestly, like, I base a lot of my programs around this now. Like, I have a group that's called 30 Days to Release Your Financial Constriction. And that program is based on feeling good, because I am so convinced that us feeling good and doing these little luxurious, pleasure-filled things in our life, that really helps us to attract clients, make money, have better ideas come to us. And so I went ahead and I did 30 days of that. I've done lots of 30 days now because it was a while ago. And you know, the first time I did it, it was very interesting because I started signing on more clients. People started actually gifting me tickets for first-class plane rides, which was really amazing. And I was able to hire, the next year I was able to hire a mentor I'd been wanting to work with for a long time to help me with my business. The year following that, I doubled my income, and so many good things showed up in my life. So sometimes, you know, we look at these things, like these little beautiful things, like having our drink in a wine glass. And sometimes I think if we're overthinking it, we might say, what good is that? What good is that really going to do for my money, for my income, for clients? Like, I think sometimes people question that, but I just want to share with all of you that this really does change you as a person, and it's going to make the whole process of growing your business, connecting with potential clients, and making money feel much better along the way. And I know from my perspective that if I'm choosing someone to work with, I don't want to work with someone who's unhappy in their job or unhappy on a daily basis. I want to hire people who are having fun, who are enjoying life, because I see what they're doing and I want to feel that way too. And so I found that doing these little pleasure-filled things and increasing our own happiness is really great for business. And so, but I'd love to hear too, because I think you have some more things to add on to that too, how our style does help us attract ideal clients and how that really works and how you've seen that magnetism work.
Yes, yes, yes. And I love what you were saying, and I love Abraham Hicks, and it's totally along these same lines. It really, because it's all about this energy, right? So the style part, what I love. So, I mean, think of when you, okay, you're just like thinking, I'm going to go grab a gallon of milk or whatever it is you have to go grab at the grocery store. So you just throw something on, right? And you are about to run into somebody. You see someone from afar that you know, and you are totally embarrassed, right? Because you didn't even verify your face. You might have like yesterday's mascara everywhere. Like you don't even know how you look. So you do everything you can to avoid that person, right? Your energy also, like, yes, well, ditto. So basically, when you are not showing up in a way that is in alignment for you, your energy is doing that every time you're out walking around. Your energy is is sort of hiding out. It's constricting, and you are not going to be connecting with potential clients. You're not going to be open to those possibilities, to those, you know, that those serendipitous magical moments that can bring you something really amazing. So the lovely thing about what you wear and client attraction is that when you put on something that just clicks, that is in alignment, that, you know, that feels amazing, it really does raise your vibration. So what you're feeling and thinking about yourself is much better. You're probably thinking like, oh, I feel like kick-ass. I feel like, look at this. It's so flattering. Oh, and I'm comfortable. I feel like I can take on the world. So when you leave your house like that, or even when you're at home working and you feel like that and you get on the phone with a client or a potential client, that energy is so magnetic. That is totally, you know, fascinating, and you're pulling them in. You're totally drawing them in. Whereas if you're at home and, you know, you're in the ripped, stained yoga pants and that ratty T-shirt that you've been wearing for the last 2 weeks, and sure, you're like, I work from home, so I'm in my computer. I don't really care what I look like. That's just like, it totally brings down your vibe. It brings down your, like when you catch a glimpse of yourself in the mirror, you're not thinking, I can take on the world. You're thinking, oh, Lord, I'm a mess, whatever. So your energy is in alignment with that. That's the energy you're giving off. So it literally, it's about, we've all heard the analogy about the radio frequency. If you want to have an amazing, successful business, and you want to be attracting these clients and helping them and changing the world and living your purpose and your mission, you kind of need to be showing up like that. You need to be in alignment with that. You need to be showing up that way every day so that it can come to you, so that you can be open to it. Right? Otherwise, it's like wanting to listen to the classical station, but you keep on putting it on the hip-hop station, and then you get mad because you're listening to hip-hop when you really want to be listening to classical music. So it's that same sort of concept. Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes total sense. And I can think of moments where I was dressed like, I don't know, like out-of-place dressed. Actually. I have an example from a couple years ago when I was going to be on stage for a little bit, doing an interview on stage at a conference. I was wearing a dress earlier in that day. Like this was going to be, I was going to be on stage in the afternoon, and I was wearing a dress earlier in that day. And this particular dress had been one that I loved, and a year before I had been just really in alignment with it, and it felt really good. But then when I was at this particular conference, I noticed that I was starting to feel like this dress was too young for me, like I had kind of grown out of this dress. And so at that conference, I went back to my room, back to my hotel room, and I changed clothes, and I put on something that made me feel a little bit more grown up, mature, and I'm so glad that I did, because I felt such a different energy on stage with these new clothes. And very shortly after that, not that this dress was in bad condition or anything like that, but I gave it to someone I know who was 18 years old at the time, and she loved it. And, you know, it worked to give that away. And there have been moments too, again, I know we're talking a lot about style, like clothing style, but where I've had some clothes where I put it on and it doesn't feel like it makes sense anymore. It doesn't feel like it resonates. There have been a few times where I've kind of done like ceremonial clothing destruction nights.
good.
like if the clothing is not going to be able to be given to someone, like I had these shoes once and they were getting holes in the bottom, and as much as I love them, it wouldn't really have been good for me to pass them on because someone else would have holes in the bottom of their shoes. So I actually cut them up. I got scissors out and cut them up. And I knew that was the only way that I would be able to throw them away without trying to dig them out of the trash again.
But they, oh, yes, yes.
Yeah.
It was time to lay them to rest, yes.
Yes. Yeah. So,
yeah.
So the other thing that I do want to add about that, about how we can use that style to attract our ideal clients, is, again, I just want to share with people who are listening today that whenever I have hired a mentor in any capacity, I always hire someone whose life I adore. Like, there is an aspect of the way that they're living and showing up in this world, maybe an aspect of the way that they're dressing, but really an aspect of the way that they live their life. Maybe they travel a lot. Maybe they have something that I want to experience. Maybe there is a quality about them that I really love. And I just want to be around that. And so I am asking all of you to start taking these little steps to really embody the things that you know your clients are looking for. And whether it's a step like putting together a new type of class that you're going to teach, or it's a step of dressing in a new way, or getting a makeover because your hair has looked the same for 15 years, or whatever it might be, I really do encourage you to actually go out, do it in the coming couple weeks, get it done now, and just feel that difference in your body, and do let us know what shows up, by the way. As Janie and myself, we always love to hear your stories about what shows up. So, you can always contact me through avawaits.com. And then, Janie, I know that you, I wanted to have you share your website for everyone, and that you have something to give everyone, too, who's interested in learning more from you. Is that right?
Yes, 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 absolutely. So my website, if you want to read more and join my list, there's a yummy freebie on my website too. It's technicolorpriestess.com. And that's what I am on Facebook. Also, you can find me as technicolorpriestess.com. And
great.
The freebie is actually, And the freebie is actually, it's a short teleclass. I know we're all busy. We have lots going on, so I wanted to pack lots into a short amount of time. So it's a class where I share three ways to living your higher, most kick-ass self. So it's really the three sort of things, the things that really have helped me to stay on this path, to stay connected to my Technicolor Priestess. And that link is technicolorpriestess.com/landing/.
Okay. Oh, awesome. Great.
Yes.
And we will also email that link out to everyone today, too, when we send out the replay of the call. So, again, that gift is the three steps to living your higher, most kick-ass self, which is something you can listen to while you're eating lunch today. So,
yes.
technicolorpriestess.com/landing/. So,
that's
Yay. So, before we finish up, I would just love to know if there were any other last words of wisdom, anything else that you'd like to share with everyone, especially around how this self-expression that we all have access to, how our self-expression is our key to more happiness and more clients. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with us around that?
Yes, I think one thing, the big theme for me in all of this is, to really step back sometimes. I invite you all to step back and, get out of your head, like we said earlier, step back and start having fun. How can you make this fun? That's what self-expression does. It really makes, working fun, the flow fun, working with clients fun, creating products fun. And that's much more appealing than this, when it's a burden or a chore. So I invite you to just do little things that make your daily life fun, and it will really show up in your business. Your client, you'll be putting off this amazing energy that will send out this magical bat signal to your clients, because they're really seeing who you are when you're showing up in that way, when you're truly expressing who you are. So, and that's magical. That's the magic right there. So when you're communicating, so authentically, you don't really have to say much. Your life is kind of saying it all. Your energy is saying it all, and those amazing clients will come to you much more easily.
Yes, and I thought of one more thing too, is that as we are expressing ourselves through the written word, which is, you know, not something we'll have totally time to go into today, but I was just noticing that when I started becoming more self-accepting of who I was, that I could add more of my own personality through written word, whether it was through a blog post, through my newsletters, through posts on Facebook and through social media. And that is another way that we can express ourselves, is through the written word. And so I know I've kind of tested this out, is even as I'm advertising for interviews like this one on Facebook, I'll do little tests, and sometimes I might say, okay, we have this interview coming up this week, register here. And then other times I will add a little bit of background story to why this interview is so important, or why I chose to bring someone on to talk about this certain subject, and bringing more of myself into it. And I've always found that those posts where it is more of ourself that comes into the post, those ones have some of the biggest response and some of the most engagement. So that's another way that you can express yourself. And I remember back to when I was very first starting my business back in 2009, I was kind of really formulaic as I was speaking through the written word. And as I was writing my newsletters and as I was writing articles, they were really straightforward and didn't really have a lot of my personality. And then over the years, they've brought in a lot more of my personality, and I don't pay as much attention to being, you know, correctly written, and, you know, following all grammatical rules, and it's okay.
Yes.
And hey, that's fine, and I love it, and I feel like in my own business I am attracting more people who resonate with who I am, and that's been wonderful. So,
yeah. I love that. And one more, actually, can I just inject one more little thing?
Yes,
since you were mentioning
please
social
do.
Media,
I know this
written
is so
word.
Good, right?
Yes, we could go back and forth for days. But what I wanted to say is also one thing that took me a lot of time, and I think this is a good just exercise, and then it kind of gets fun, is doing the selfie. If you're not taking selfies and posting them right now, give it a try. Try it. It really, like the first time I was so nervous and I felt so silly and vulnerable. It was really interesting. And now it's just fun. So, I double dog dare you to give that a try. That's a really good way to just start showing up and realize that, you know, just show yourself that it's okay, and you're showing like a fun and silly side of yourself also, you know, or a cool and sleek one,
you
depending
are.
On the context, whatever, you know. So that's a fun and easy way to start doing that too.
Yeah. And I think people are being more open and willing just to share little funny, quirky sides of themselves through taking selfies. And I've had a lot of fun with that this year, and it's just, I think it just makes life better. Yeah.
Yes, it does. fun and silliness just make it better. Yes.
Yeah. Because, you know, remember, everyone, what good is that money that you're making through your company if you're not happy along the way? I mean, really, it doesn't – I mean, who cares? If I'm not having a good day, I don't care how much money is in my bank account. It's just – so we want you to have fun along the way and enjoy it and feel like you can share with the world who you are. So,
yay.
So, Ejini, thank you so much. And again, for all of you listening, you can find out more about her work at technicolorpriestess.com. And if you'd like to connect with me, I'm at avawaite.com. Ejini, thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure, and I look forward to staying connected with you online. And thank you so much for bringing all this great information to our listeners today. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you. It was so much fun, and such a pleasure to be here with you. So thank you for the cordial invite,
yes,
and thank all of you for listening. Yay!
Thank you. You're welcome. Okay, enjoy your days. Bye, everyone.
Bye.